We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We talk NBA free agency with Michael Lee, the NBA senior writer for The Vertical on Yahoo Sports. Michael, Damon and Evan here in New York. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing wonderful.
What are you hearing about? Forget about even the Knicks making moves, all right? How about the whole, like, I don't know, hiring a team president thing? What's the latest on the Knicks' pursuit of actually hiring somebody to make these decisions?
Well, I mean, Steve Mills is in place right now. Maybe that's probably for the best. They don't need to necessarily make a big splash. They've already made a number of big splashes and wound up, getting hurt in the process, you know. I think that, you know, Steve Mills is still confident, you know, and able to get the job done. I haven't heard anything one way or another about what direction they plan on going. I think they made the right choice in eliminating Phil Jackson before it got any worse. But I think that if you're a Knicks fan, just be happy that you still have Porzingis and just wait back for whenever Carmelo Anthony gets dealt.
Are the Knicks an attractive destination for a potential GM because the money is there at the top, or because there's been so much dysfunction for so long, does it scare good candidates off?
I think it's only attractive in that it can line your pockets. As long as James Dolan is there, I don't know if it's an appealing job, because either he's going to meddle or do something to make it, you know, not work. He gave field autonomy, and that didn't work out well, so I don't know if he's going to come into the next situation and feel like it's best for him to take a step back. He's probably going to be probably more involved with the next hire. So I think that it's just not an appealing job for a general manager. It hasn't been probably for a long time, but especially when a guy like Donnie Walsh was there, who had done, you know, magic in Indiana. He was trying to get things done there. It looked like they were going in the right direction, and then he decided to flee once they made the bad decision of trading for Carmelo when he was going to come in free agency in a few months.
What are you hearing as far as where they go next? I mean, they had interest in Deion Waiters. They didn't sign him, luckily, I think. I guess they have interest in Rajon Rondo. They've had interest in some other point guards. What's the latest on what you're hearing they're trying to do right now?
I haven't focused too much time on the Knicks just in terms of what they plan on doing. They have a team in place. I think a lot changes on whenever or however they're able to move Carmelo Anthony. I think that's the number one piece. I think that way you can figure out what direction you're going as a franchise.
Is there like any market for Carmelo Anthony? Like, are there teams interested in taking on that contract?
I don't know if there is. I mean, I think that's probably what they're gauging right now. And if there is no interest, I think it's probably in the best interest just to cut ties or cut bait, however that comes about. It's a relationship that has sort of, you know, already run its course. Fans are already moving on. The franchise has already found its, you know, replacement in terms of a direction with Porzingis. And I think that, you know, it's probably good for Carmelo. I mean, he invested, you know, 6 years with the franchise. He hasn't come away with anything from a basketball perspective that he had hoped. And I think it's probably best for him to probably move on than anything, because there's no need for him to just throw away. He already lost his prime in New York. There's no need to throw away the rest of his career to a place where he has no chance of winning.
Michael Lee, NBA senior writer of The Vertical at Yahoo Sports. So riddle me this about Carmelo Anthony. Did he not waive his no-trade clause because he really wanted to stay in New York because he loves New York, or because of La La or whatever reasons he liked being a Knick? Or was it more he didn't want to be bullied by Phil Jackson and he wanted to outlast Phil?
I think early on it was he wanted to be a Knick and he wanted to win there, and he felt like he hadn't accomplished what he had set out to do when he arrived. And then when Phil kept needling them and making really stupid comments on Twitter and elsewhere, I think that it became sort of a ego thing where I'm going to stick around, I'm going to outlast you. And I think that now that Phil's gone, he sort of feels like at least one mission accomplished. He has one victory that he can hold on to in his time in New York that'll make him feel like it was worthwhile. he outlasted Phil Jackson, and that's a win that I think few saw coming when Phil was hired a few years ago.
One guy, and all I've seen is like YouTube clips of him, so I'm sure you know more about him, is this, and correct me if I got the pronunciation wrong, Milos Teodosic. Am I close on that?
Yeah, that's close.
That's well done.
He's from Serbia. He's from Serbia, and he's a fantastic player. He's getting a little older. He's probably his last shot to really come over to the NBA, but teams have been trying to bring him over for 10 years. He's a guy, flashy player, makes incredible passes. He has an incredible vision on the floor. He's just a great showman. He's one of the best players in Europe. He's been the best player to not come over to the NBA in Europe for a long time. So it's an exciting move if I'm a Clippers fan. And it's odd that, you know, Jerry West shows up and all of a sudden they start making, you know, some really good moves. They were able to move Chris Paul and get a pretty nice haul for a guy who was looking to walk in the first place. And then, you know, given Blake Griffin, you know, making it his team without having to defer to Chris Paul anymore, I think they're moving in the right direction. But I like Milos a lot. Vladimir Divac is from Serbia as well, and he had tried to bring him over last year, but he just wasn't interested. And I think now he probably realizes it's the best time. There's no time better than now to come over because he's getting a little older.
Three fascinating moves of the offseason for the NBA. Gordon Hayward to Boston, Chris Paul to Houston, Paul George to Oklahoma City. In your mind, forget conferences and your road to the NBA Finals, those three teams, who are the best basketball teams in order? How would you power rank them as basketball teams, 1, 2, 3, in terms of Rockets, Thunder, Celtics?
I would probably go Celtics, Thunder, then Rockets. And the reason why I would say that is I think the Celtics were already in a really good position. And they're in the Eastern Conference. The East is going to be pretty lousy based on the defections of, like I said, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, and Paul Millsap. And so I think that they'll have a chance to really rack up some wins. They have a lot of talent. They just picked up a really solid draft pick in Jason Tatum. So they're looking like they're going to be a pretty solid team next year. And then I would probably lean more towards the Thunder because Paul George is younger. He's in his prime, and he has the ability to, really make things happen. The Houston mix, I'm not completely sold. I'm still waiting to see what the next move is, if they can acquire another, forward, a big man to kind of help, solidify their front court. Because, like I said, they gave up a lot to get Chris Paul. But I'm not sure having two ball-dominant point guards kind of running the show, how that's going to work, especially when Chris Paul's never really played in a system like Mike D'Antoni's, and he's been playing for a long time. A lot of habits that'll be hard to break when he gets there.
Yeah, my gut, and look, a lot can happen, like you said, Michael. They can make other moves. As of right now, I think the Rockets will win less games this upcoming year than they just did. Because I think that move is weird. It's great in the fantasy world of, let's bring another star. But when it comes to playing the game, there is only one basketball. And I'm very curious. And D'Antoni's an offensive wizard, so I give him a lot of credit. But I wonder how that whole thing's going to work in Houston.
Yeah, like it's not something that you can look at and say, okay, I see how that fits. Like when Durant decided to go to the Warriors, it's like, oh, well, he's going to get all the shots that Harrison Barnes didn't get last year, and they're going to destroy everybody. So it's pretty easy to see what's going to happen. With the Rockets, it's like James Harden has ever since he was a sixth man in Oklahoma City, he had the ball in his hands. And that's one of the things that made him special, is that he was a shooting guard who could make plays for others. Then he became a point guard last year and led the league in assists. Now you have Chris Paul in the mix. And he said, reportedly he said that he doesn't want to make the decisions all the time. He wants to kind of let somebody else handle it. But let's see what happens when you're really on the court and you have to trust somebody else to make decisions. When you're a really smart guy and you trust yourself. So I don't know if it's an obvious fit. And like I said, if they can add another piece, add another veteran, to try to solidify what they have. But you're right. I think last year was like the perfect storm. They had a perfect team built around James Harden for the regular season. Unfortunately, they just didn't have enough around him to last in the postseason, and he wore down and he faded, toward the end. But I think you're right. It's not an obvious fit. And it's a lot of things they'll have to prove to me because I have a lot of questions going in. And like I said, one of them primarily is the fact that Chris Paul has not played in this kind of up-tempo system where everything is sort of geared around three-pointers and at the basket. He's sort of a mid-range shooter. He's sort of, he likes to be in control and slow the tempo down and make reads and make plays. I'm not saying he won't thrive in that system. I'm just saying I'm waiting to see it.
Should I, as a Brooklyn Net fan, believe it or not, I am one, Michael, should I root for the Washington Wizards to match the Otto Porter contract? Because, look, the Nets offered him a lot, and I think the expectation is they will match it. But if you're me, how should I treat the next 48 hours when it comes to the Otto Porter contract?
If the Wizards for some reason decide not to match, then you should be happy that Otto Porter's going to be on your team because he's a guy who, you got to think about it. He's 24 years old. He was the number three pick in the draft, and he joined a team that already had two top three picks who were kind of jostling for position and for, being the leader of the squad. He was able to fit in, blend in, and find his way. It took him 4 years to really get going, but he still is young. He still has a lot of upside. He has a lot of much better game. He has a lot more game than he's been able to show. He's been the perfect fit in Washington, and I think if he winds up going somewhere else where he gets to showcase his game, he'll really come on because he's a guy like at Georgetown. He was a guy who got better every year and wound up being good enough to be the number three pick. In Washington, it's been slow. He's had injuries and other things that held him back. But he's coming into his own, and I think the Wizards will match because they know his value and just how being an accommodating star, with John and Brad, where he's not demanding shots, he's not going to be a locker room disruption. He's a good guy. So he's a solid player, and I think that Wizards will match because they know what they have.
Yeah, so I'm not getting them. Great. That's basically what I expect. Michael, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for hopping on.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.